www.thebrainfarm.com. Spiritual Generosity, written by Greg Laurie and read by Stephen Sanders. Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. There is perhaps no clearer evidence of spiritual maturity than financial generosity. Martin Luther said, "There are three conversions necessary: the conversion of the heart, the mind, and the purse." This is often the last area we turn over to God. We want to retain complete control. We're uncomfortable when the topic is even brought up. It may be that our discomfort is an indication that this area is not in its proper order in our lives as Christians. The Bible addresses this subject quite frequently. It is worth noting that money is such an important topic in the Bible that it is the main subject of nearly half the parables Jesus told. In addition, one in every seven verses in the New Testament deals with this topic. To give you an idea of how this compares to other themes, the Bible offers about 500 verses on prayer, less than 500 regarding faith, and 2,000 verses about money. God wants this area to be in balance in our lives. Most churches are supported financially by a relatively small percentage of people who have discovered the joy of giving. I would even venture to say that as a result, these people have also discovered the secret of contentment. Let's pray now for a spirit of generosity and a heart of contentment. Heavenly Father, do not let us covet worldly things. Instead, help us to build up treasures in heaven where nothing can wear them away. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.